basically hataras nedarim is for nedarim that you're not sure that you made or not, or you may have forgotten. Then this general hataras nedarim helps. But if you know that you made a neder and you want to get out of it, then it's preferable that you go to someone privately, specifically, and let them know what the nether was, why you feel you can't keep it up, and then that person will get two other people to sit with him, and you don't have to tell everybody about your nether, just one of them. One of them has to know the laws of Nedarim, the other two don't, and that will then be Matar Nether. So this, what's going to go on at 11:15, is basically for Nedarim that you're not sure you may have made, or things you may have said or did during the year that may have constituted a nether you're not sure about. But if you know for sure you made a nether and you want to get out of it, you should go and have it taken care of by a specialist, not in the general fashion. Okay. Because of that...
Excuse me, does that also take into consideration the following year or just what you did?
No, the Hataras Nedarim has two parts to it. One part is for the past. In case you made a vow, and a vow doesn't have to be that you swore something or you promised something. A vow can be something that you did something three times, mitzvah, minig, or whatever, and you didn't say b'li neder. Or you had in mind even one time that you're going to continue doing it. If you didn't have anything in mind, then if you did it three times, it's already considered that you have to continue doing it. That's only if you knew that what you're doing is not necessary, but you want to do it anyway. If you made a mistake and thought something was necessary, and later on you found out it's not necessary, right? Then you don't need Hataras Nedarim for that. That's a total mistake, and it never took effect. Yeah.
What happened if you decided to study something
every day? Right. You knew that you didn't have to do it, right? You didn't think that you have to study this thing every day. You decided to volunteer to do it. And you didn't say b'li neder, or you didn't have in mind when you started it that you're doing it b'li neder, then if you did it three times, you have to continue on, and if not, you have to get Hataras Nedarim. Sorry about that. What you're doing today, if you really intended to continue this, right, and you really meant to accept it as as something binding on yourself, you should find somebody to do it privately. If you weren't sure, right, whether you said b'li neder or not, you may have intended not to accept it upon yourself, you're not sure, then today will be enough.